Chapter 1. This is my squad. Overview. This is a cultural change that I want to be positive. Who is in your squad? It's not necessarily an infantry squad, but everyone has a team of people we're close with and take care of every day. Michael A. Grinston, 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, This is My Squad live panel, Joint Base Lewis, McChord. Leaders at all levels should take pride and ownership in their squad and eliminate the behavior that is corrosive to building cohesive squads. In this sense, a squad refers to more than the rifle or engineer squad. It is the group of people you work with daily, the group for which you are responsible, and they are responsible to you. This concept is what led to the development of the This Is My Squad initiative, led by the Sergeant Major of the Army, Michael A. Grinston. Corrosive behavior can be best described as the behaviors that run contrary to Army values, like sexual harassment or assault, racism, suicide, alcohol incidents, and domestic violence. These behaviors are not present in cohesive squads and teams. A cohesive squad or team will not display these corrosive behaviors. Every person on the Army team, including soldiers, Army civilian professionals, contractors, and each of their family members, are all part of a squad. Some of the squads you may lead, in others you may be a follower. Think of all the people you interact with on a daily or routine basis. Chances are that you are part of their squad as well. In this handbook, the terms team, squad, group, and organization are synonymous and used interchangeably. In 1779, Frederick von Steuben published Regulations for the Order and Discipline of the Troops of the United States, or the Blue Book, as it was called, for the color of the paper on which it was printed. This book described how to train soldiers and what to train them on to prepare them for war. It is also considered the first leadership publication in the Army. It was so successful that it stayed in print until 1812. Thoughts on Army leadership continued to evolve and were codified in 1946 with the publication of Field Manual, FM 22-5, Leadership, Courtesy, and Drill, 1 January 1946, and later in 1948 with the publication of Training Circular TC-6, Leadership, 10 July 1948, and Department of the Army, DA Pamphlet, PAM, 22-1, Leadership, December 1948. Though Army leadership theories have evolved, they have also remained consistent in the sense that they have always been soldier-focused. Another constant is the knowledge that to build high-performing teams that can deploy, fight, and win in any environment, we have to have highly trained, disciplined, physically fit, and cohesive organizations. This is not possible without mutual trust. Mutual trust is not possible without understanding. Understanding is not possible without knowing one another. The squad leader is the most influential member of the squad. To each squad member, the squad leader is the leader with whom they are the closest and the person they can most trust. The squad leader needs to take ownership of their squad. They must know their soldiers, Army civilian professionals, and other team members well enough to know what motivates them, know their values and goals, as well as their strengths and weaknesses. They must know when there is a potential issue, be it personal or professional, before the issue becomes significant enough to affect team performance. There are four tenets that squads need to exhibit. Squads must be cohesive, trained, disciplined, and fit. Army Doctrinal Publications, ADPs, FMs, and Army Techniques Publications, ATPs, as well as handbooks from organizations such as the Center for the Army Profession and Leadership, CAPL, cover the last three tenets. This handbook will attempt to expound upon CAPL's work, referencing much of it, and cover in detail the first tenet, building cohesive squads. Building a cohesive team is not a soft skill. It is good leadership and accomplished through feel and being aware of team dynamics. However, there are principles and guidelines to follow. Instilling discipline, rewarding desired behavior, and punishing behaviors detrimental to cohesiveness are all part of building a high-performing team.